WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered light rain this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 42. Already we picked up here in Atlantic 4 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation, 3 one-hundredths of that having fallen by 7 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones was not happy to receive news last night that the Atlantic Municipal Utilities would be jacking up the rate the city pays for sending out its sanitary sewer bills by 10 times the rate it charged through the end of last year. City Administrator Doug Harris said the increase was retroactive to the beginning of this year.
Steve Jepski's from AMU and their new finance director came in to report that their board has approved increasing the billing fee for our sewer. Our sewer bills are included in their water and electric. They have been charging us 10 cents per bill per month, and that will increase to $1 per month. So our fee annual cost would go from $37.30 to $37,300, and that's effective January 1 of this year, 2013.
City Councilman Sean Schaus said that's a hard pill to swallow. Harris said the increase needs to be included in the budgeting process currently underway at City Hall. Mayor Jones says he had a hard time buying AMU's explanation for the increase and that they've gone overboard.
So what you're saying is, what they're saying is, their new billing system they just put out increased their cost, put a bill out by that much?
You know, they didn't say that. They just said when
it
they did
like
their calculation.
Yeah. But I think they should recalculate. I firmly believe AMU, but let's not thicken to the city.
Harris said that AMU estimates if it charges the city one-third of the cost, it would amount to $1.60 per bill. He doubts the city could handle the billing by itself for the dollar increase that AMU is passing along for their new billing software system.
They just use their water reading, so it's not like there's additional meter reading cost to handle.
We should clarify one thing, though. Their billing isn't just printing that number on a piece of paper that they mail out. It's also receiving that dollar amount. And then
with their accounting, when they bring in the check, then they'll have to count how much that's owed to the city
and
how much is they retained.
Yeah. So there's some accounting to go through it also.
Right. It's pretty well automated.
Harris said that he doesn't know how much AMU figures into the bill overhead and buildings, but if they allocated everything in thirds, it would amount to about $1.60 per bill. Councilman Dana Halder said it's his understanding the new software AMU is using will better analyze their costs. Harris said that could result in a savings to the citizens down the road.
So maybe it's just better cost accounting, and if they're going to charge us, theoretically, then maybe they'll have less costs for their electric and water, so those bills could go down, and people wouldn't see a change in their bill.
In the interim, the city will either have to pay the extra dollar and increase the water and sewer rates, pass it along, send out its own bills, or try to negotiate the fee with AMU for a reduction in costs. News time is 8:04.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the Shelby County Board of Supervisors are exploring options for use of the hotel motel tax money during their regular meeting on Tuesday. Supervisor Roger Schmitz reported the new hotel motel tax fiscal agent, which is the Shelby County Auditor, has not received the funding from the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce. Back in January, the supervisors and Harlan City Council agreed to a resolution to make the Shelby County Auditor the fiscal agent of the hotel motel tax money. According to Schmitz, the chamber was supposed to transfer the money on January the 9th. However, during the meeting, Schmitz says that has not happened.
According to their rules, they have to have a chamber meeting to approve the transfer of the monies. So they had this meeting the 28th, if I think that's right. And what I get out of it, that Don did not have the necessary paperwork, would that be stated right? That they couldn't do that. So they did not transfer the money.
Schmitz asked the Shelby County Attorney Marcus Gross if the chamber could write out a check from the tax money.
So what you're saying is, their new billing system. So what you're saying is.
And that is not the correct cut. We'll get that cut for you right now.
You notified their bank that the fiscal agent has changed and that they honor any checks made out by the chamber at their peril. So we've made a send notification to them. We don't know whether there have been any. I guess we'll see. But I think from an audit standpoint, I don't think they could do write a check out. From a legal standpoint, because there's still the signatory on the account, they probably could. That's why we sent the letter to their bank.
Gross said that it is not the only letter he wrote out, as he sent one directly to the chamber as well.
And I also wrote him a letter giving them a short period of time to transfer those funds to the auditor as fiscal agent. You know, you've previously indicated that you were going to not attempt to collect any monies that were owed to the fund by the chamber. That would be something that potentially you could reconsider if you don't receive the current funds that are in the account. That would be one option. There are other options other legal options as well that you could consider.
If the money has not been transferred by this Friday, the Shelby County supervisors will be forced to take action on the hotel tax money at their next meeting, which will be on Tuesday, February 12th. Officials of the Shenandoah Police Department reported the arrest on Wednesday of Jeff Ponton, the 35-year-old from Shenandoah, faces a misdemeanor charge of theft in the third degree, and Ponton was being held in the Page County Jail. Iowa climatologist Harry Hilliker paid a visit to Atlantic earlier this week, speaking to a group at the Cass County Community Center. He also sat down with KJAN's Jim Field to discuss the drought and chances for rain this year. Hilliker says last summer Atlantic made the record books for the least amount of precipitation in 1 month.
Officially, as you know, being at KJAN with the official weather station there, only a trace of rain for July, which would be tied the state record for lowest rainfall in July.
He says following a good start to the growing season with above normal precipitation in June, July was a terrible time for the crops, as we all know. Still, he says overall Iowa's crops weathered the hot and dry summer without much difficulty.
Most people were kind of surprised how reasonably well we did. You know, it wasn't a great year by any means, but not as bad as in most cases as people would have guessed.
Hilliker says the concern now is what this year has in store. He says, Iowa's kind of blessed in that it has such good soils with a high capacity to hold any moisture it receives. Eastern Iowa, he says, fared better than the southwest part of the state precipitation-wise over this past fall and current winter, but the picture doesn't look all that bad for us, for now, anyway.
Things are at least in the ballpark of normal last fall. It's certainly on the dry side, but not extremely so, not like we were the year before, 2011, we had just an extremely dry September, October, November in this part of the state. This past fall is not quite as bad, and much of that moisture that we did get, you know, did get into the ground, and we do still have, you know, March and April ahead of us, and even parts of May before, you know, we start using up moisture again with the new season. So I think chances are, you know, at least 50-50 would be in pretty good shape locally for soil moisture to start off this season.
Hilliker says far northwestern Iowa, northwest of a Sioux City and a Mason City line, has an extremely dry fall, and it would be a stretch for even a normal amount of precipitation to turn that particular situation around this spring. He said looking back at the drought records, they found 20 other occasions where there was an unusually strong combination of heat and dryness, and the records indicated a pattern.
And not a very nice pattern, I guess you'd say, in that very often the season following a major drought in Iowa has also been on the dry side of normal. Usually not as little rain as the initial drought year, but still less than usual. And temperature-wise, maybe not as hot as the initial drought year was, but still hotter than usual as well, hotter than normal. And so certainly not the direction we want to be, you know, staying on that side of the spectrum. But historically, that would seem to be the more likely outcome to expect this year, is a warmer than normal season and a drier than normal season.
He says people need to be prepared for a possible water shortage this summer. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama's pick to be the new CIA chief is likely to face questioning about drone strikes targeting American terrorists overseas during his Senate Intelligence Committee confirmation hearing today. John Brennan helped to manage the drone program, and Obama has made available to lawmakers classified information about how the administration legally justifies such strikes. The number of new unemployment claims is showing a decline. Fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week, indicating that companies continue to hire at a modest but steady pace. The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment benefits fell 5,000 to a seasonally adjusted 366,000. The northeastern part of the country is expected to get pounded with a major snowstorm beginning tomorrow morning. Forecasters say some areas could get as much as 2 feet of snow. KJAN News Time is 8:11. Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667. And in the funeral announcements this morning, Rebecca Bartlett, age 28, of Bagley, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Bartlett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Frances Ann Beardsley, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Frances Beardsley will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Robert Lee Fritz, age 76, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Robert Fritz will be held on Saturday at 1:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Esther Larson, age 95, of Exira and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Esther Larson will be on Monday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Connie Snyder, age 61, of Manning, died Wednesday at her home. Services for Connie Snyder are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Junith Conrad, age 78, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Junith Conrad are currently pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.